Chapter 12. The Electric Remedy. "Get Professor Henderson," directed Jack.
"Where is Mr. Rauman?"
"Washington. And he?" exclaimed the colored man, pointing to the shop. "I'm all blowed to pieces." Jack and Mark were terribly afraid. The smoke of the explosion hung all about. They rushed through it and into the shop. Of the side of the wooden building had been blown out.
"Where is he?"
asked Mark. "Over here," called Jack, as he saw a huddled heap in one corner. As the smoke cleared away, he could see pieces of machinery scattered all about.
"Is the projectile damaged?"
asked Mark anxiously. "Doesn't seem to be. At least, on the outside," answered Jack, as he looked at the huge shape of the annihilator looming up before him. "But I'm afraid it's all up with Mr. Rauman." He bent over the German scientist. The man seemed lifeless. There was quite a cut on his head and his clothes were torn.
"He's breathing a little," cried Jack.
"Henderson here. He'll know what to do. If anything can be done for him." "They must have exploded a bomb in here," said Mark, as he looked around at the ruin about them.
"Something like that," admitted Jack.
"Here, help me carry Mr. Rauman out of the fumes," for there was a choking smell in the shop. The two boys found it hard work to carry that limp form out, but they managed it. Just as they got outside the shop, they saw Professor Henderson running toward them, followed by Washington and Andy.
"What has happened?"
asked the inventor, for he had not been able to learn much from Washington's excited account.
"I don't know," answered Jack. "We heard an explosion just after we saw two men running away from the shop, and we found Mr. Rauman senseless."
Professor Henderson bent over and placed his hand on the heart of his friend.
"I'm afraid he's dying," he said.
"Dying?" cried Jack in dismay.
"Yes, and if he expires, the secret of the wonderful power will die with him.
We will never be able to get to Mars." The professor placed his ear against the breast of the unconscious man.
"There is still a spark of life," he remarked.
"Perhaps I can save him. I will try my electric remedy." He got up and hurried to the house. Mr. Henderson had invented a number of medical appliances, not the least of which was an affair, different from an electric battery in that it allowed a current to be administered internally. It was this that he now decided to try on the unfortunate German. He came back in less than a minute with a curious machine. It was shaped like a box, but on the outside had a number of shiny knobs and several wires ending in brass handles. Professor Henderson placed a brass handle in each of the palms of the German, directing Mark and Jack to hold them there. Then he placed several of the shining knobs at the back of his head and ran a long wire around his waist.
"Now, Andy," ordered the inventor, "if you will take hold of this rod and place the end of it on his tongue when I open his mouth, I think we may be able to revive him."
This was done, and Mr. Henderson turned on the current. There was a buzzing sound from the box, and a slight tremor was visible throughout the whole body of the unconscious man.
"It is beginning to work," exclaimed the professor.
"Coming to." Mr. Rauman opened his eyes.
"Take the rod from his tongue, Andy," directed Mr. Henderson.
The hunter did so, and the German, looking curiously about him, asked, "Is the projectile damaged?"
"It doesn't seem to be," replied Jack quickly.
"Are you much hurt?" asked the professor.
Mr. Rauman passed his hand slowly across his head.
"I feel rather strange here," he said.
"There seems to be some injury."
Mark silently pointed to the cut. Mr. Henderson quickly examined it.
"The skull is not injured," he announced.
"It is merely a scalp wound.
Wait a moment now, and I will give you something to make you feel better." From a small pocket case he took a spoon and a bottle. He poured out a strong-smelling liquid and administered a few drops to the German. The latter's pale face at once became flushed.
"I think you will be all right now," said Mr. Henderson. "But it was a narrow escape. Do you feel well enough to let us take you to the house?"
I think so. But guard the shop well. Back, and someone was with him. Then came an explosion. And I don't remember anymore. I'll guard the place, exclaimed Andy. Chaps come around. Well, they'll wish they hadn't, and he looked significantly at his gun. Mr. Rauman was getting better every moment, and was soon able to stand. He was assisted to the house, where Mr. Henderson attended to the injury on his head. Then, after some more medicine had been administered, and the electric remedy had been applied again, the German announced that he felt almost as good as ever, except for an aching head. How did it all happen? Asked Mr. Henderson, and Jack and Mark told what they knew of the explosion. I was working over an extra air pump that I wished to take along with us, stated Mr. Rauman, when I was startled by seeing two strangers standing near my workbench. One I recognized as the insane machinist who was here before. The other was the same one who looked in the window one night, and who, I believe, stole the power plates, interrupted Jack. I wish I had known that, went on Mr. Rauman. I would have made him give them back. But I did not have time to do anything. Before I could stop him, the crazy machinist had thrown something at me, which I now know must have been a bomb. Then came the explosion, and knew nothing more until you revived me. Is the place much wrecked? I think not, answered Jack. We will go look in a little while. Just as soon as we see that you are all right, announced the professor. Oh, I am all right. Go now. Having assured himself that the German was able to walk to the shop, Mr. Henderson and Ascent, and the two boys, Washington and two scientists, started for the place where Annihilator was kept. How did you happen to see it, Washington? Asked Mark. I was out fixing a loose board on my chicken coop, explained the colored man, when I seen them two rapscallions come running out of the place. I knowed they hadn't no right here, and I hollered at them. But they didn't stop, and the nextest thing I knowed here was a big bang. I run in, and I seed Mr. Rauman all blowed to pieces. Hardly as bad as that, said the German with a smile. Well, almost, insisted Washington. They reached the machine shop. The smoke had all cleared away, but the fumes from the bomb were still noticeable. I wonder what their object could have been, said Jack. I believe they are urged on by some of my enemies, was the German's reply. But let us see what damage has been done. Hope it is not much. Pieces of broken machinery, twisted wheels, bent levers, shattered cogs and smashed plates were all about one corner of the shop. But the great projectile was still in place. Not even been jarred. Mr. Rauman went to an opening in the side that led to the engine room. No sooner had he entered than he uttered a cry. The Ethereum motor is damaged, he exclaimed, and with fear in their hearts the others followed him inside the Annihilator. Through space to Mars by Rockwood.